CBS News Brief. Former President Trump out on the campaign trail in Grand Rapids, Michigan. His first campaign appearance since the assassination attempt in Pennsylvania.
Some of the attendees in Michigan said they were also there in Butler, Pennsylvania last week, making the trip to send a message.
I got to move forward and push ahead.
CBS's Bradley Blackburn. FlightAware says more than 1,000 global flights have been canceled so far today as the fallout continues following Friday's CrowdStrike software meltdown. Kathleen Smith's flight from Newark got canceled.
The folks in the airports, there's nothing they can do about it. And they were all trying to be as helpful as possible.
Microsoft says 8.5 million devices were affected. The WNBA beat the U.S. Olympic team in exhibition play last night, 117-109. Caitlin Clark was very impressed with teammate Orike Ogunbolale.
In my eyes, she's the best one-on-one player in this league. Like, she just has that skill. Like, she can get whatever shot whenever she wants it. That's how good she is with the ball.
CBS News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Nationwide, community college enrollment grew by 100,000 students last year, and a large percentage of them were from lower-income neighborhoods. Here's Deborah Van Fleet.
At Western Nebraska Community College, TRIO Programs Director Tanya DeWitt says a number of their students who qualify for the federally funded program designed to help students with economic and other challenges has definitely increased. TRIO students must be a first-generation college student, have a household income not exceeding 150% of the federal poverty guideline, or have a disability. TRIO participants receive academic assistance, and DeWitt says many benefit from the Growth Mindset program.
Instead of, I can't do it, well, you can't do it right now, sure, but you can. All those negative, immediate, oh, well, no, I can't do nursing. Well, why is that? I just can't. Well, that's not true. So let's get to the bottom of it. Let's see what that is that's keeping you from being able to be successful.
DeWitt says the academic supports include in-person tutoring, 24/7 virtual tutoring, study guides, and online programs that assist with writing and research. She says the nursing program is very popular with TRIO students, and interest in the trades offerings is also growing. DeWitt says the ability to access tutoring any hour of the day or night, including holidays, is huge for some of their TRIO students.
We have the ones that are single parents in the middle of the night. That's when they're doing their homework.
Roughly 10% of WNCC's TRIO students are single parents. The Institute for Women's Policy Research reports that a large percentage of college students who are parents face enormous barriers to academic success, many of them economic. Support for this reporting was provided by Lumina Foundation. I'm Deborah Van Fleet. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Brewers with a win in Minnesota. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Twins turned a pitcher's duel into an extra inning slugfest. Tied at one apiece after 10 innings, the Brewers came out and beat them 8-4 in 12 innings of play. Milwaukee's Jackson Churio with a clutch two-run RBI, then a diving catch in left field to end the game. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
The catch by Churio, the hits by Churio, the pitching performance by Freddie. Peguero threw great. Really pleased from that standpoint.
NBA, the Bucks losing their fifth straight summer league game. The Wizards over Milwaukee, 91-79 in Las Vegas. NFL, wide receiver Jaden Reed, who had the most receptions in a rookie season in Packers history, led two football camps for kids, one in Monona Grove, another in Green Bay.
Growing up, you know, I always had people I looked up to and everything. And, you know, this sport is bigger than me, so these guys have a dream, they have aspirations, and you know, I want to motivate these kids, and you know, just to be in the state I was drafted in.
That's Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed. Training camp starts tomorrow with sports on Mike Clemens.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Generally a mostly sunny sky and a light northeast wind developing today as highs top out in the upper 70s. A few more clouds around tonight, lows in the mid-60s. On Monday, mostly sunny skies prevail. North winds turning to the northeast, highs in the lower 80s. It's 66 at our studios.
Enhance the life of your loved one this summer with Easy Mobility Solutions in Racine. Give them a gift of a new Pride Mobility Scooter, Go-Go, Jazzy Carbon, or Viva Lift Power Lift Chair. Designed for ultimate comfort and convenience, test drive a Pride and never pay MSRP. Lightweight, durable, portable, and affordable. Pride Mobility and the team at Easy Mobility Solutions, dedicated to helping you regain your freedom. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue.
Seeking the perfect spot to unwind? Kayla's Neighborhood Bar in Racine is the answer. Whether it's a casual night out or a weekend excursion on Kayla's patio, it's the vibe that keeps the neighborhood coming back. Check out Kayla's weekly specials on Facebook and enjoy rail tubs and domestic bottles for $2.50 during happy hour, which is weekdays from 2 till 6 p.m. Good times are guaranteed at Kayla's Neighborhood Bar on Lathrop Avenue, just north of 21st Street. Mention this week's code word patio to get your second drink for free.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Good morning, everybody. The music of the stars is on the air. Sunday morning. Excursion into the week. I'm Lou Regani. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning.
Drowsy morning sunlight, gentle kisses for my love. It's Sunday. It's Sunday. She needn't waken. I'll fix the eggs and bacon her way while she just dozes. Lately I've taken to bringing her a flower on her train. She's fond of roses. We'll talk away the morning, read the papers, misbehave, enjoying each other. The world is ours to play. We'll take a walk or stay in long and lazy hours to have and hide away in. For one day, thank goodness, it's Sunday. It is Sunday. Lately I've taken to bringing her a flower on her train. She's fond of roses.
We'll talk away the morning, read the papers, misbehave, enjoying each other. The world is ours to play. We'll take a walk or stay in long and lazy hours to have and hide away for one day. Thank goodness it's Sunday.
Sunday already? Ooh, this watch stopped again. Yeah, for some of us, it's a day to rise and shine early. Put on that Sunday best. Worship the Lord for all your blessings. Or laze around in pajamas. Cup of coffee in one hand. A book in the other, or a newspaper. Maybe you spend the day cooking for a big family dinner later in the evening. And possibilities and dreams. As a kid, I thought Sunday is the last day of the week. No, they tell me it's the beginning of a new one. That was yesterday. Music of the Stars off the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy Sunday.
Yeah.
that Sunday, that summer.
If I had to choose just one day.
Week, but it's time to recover and think how you're gonna kill the next week. What's the longest day of the week? No, it's Friday. That's the longest. And Sunday, well, Music of the Stars. WRJN Racine, the origin of the Music of the Stars. And worldwide at civicmedia.us. This is our adventure into the world of the Great American Songbook. Tomorrow, Margaret Whiting turns 100. So we'll feature Margaret later. Here's Dinah Shore.
Everybody going to
church twice on Sunday and once in the middle of the week. Those good old revivals when they hit their highest peak. How I love to go to church twice on Sunday. It makes me feel so good. I'd like to mend my ways and go back to the days of my
ever happened to the
church twice on Sunday and once in the middle of the week. Those good old revivals when they hit their highest peak. How I have to go to church twice on Sunday. It made me feel so good. I'd like to mend my ways and go back to the days of my childhood. I want to know I'm doing right.
Right.
I want to raise my head, see the light.
The light.
I want to clap my hands, sing a song.
Sing a song.
And if you think it's right, can't be wrong.
You can't be wrong.
I want to close my eyes, say a prayer.
Say a prayer.
For everybody gathered there.
There.
I want to shout.
Hey!
Shout.
Hey!
Happy, happy, happy today. How I love to go to church.
Anybody steal our Sundays. This is the day that has got soul. Otherwise, it'll be an orphan, right? Some of the greatest names in Hollywood did shows and television on Sunday, back during the golden age of television. Thank you. and stretch, have some more coffee, and deserve it. James.
Daddy, no for certain, the one alone, Very plighting, ye that I'm thinking of. Misbehaving, oh, fair. But does Bubba do do that? Like Jack Horner in the corner, don't go nowhere, and I don't care. All your kisses wait, waiting for, believe me. I don't stay out late, don't care to go. Body being radio, misbehaving, same love.
Coming. Louis Armstrong, the All-Stars, that's Jack Teagarden. Years ago, there was a show out of Milwaukee on Sunday morning, something like this. Jack Baker hosted, and he had a huge collection of Jack Teagarden albums. Remember Billy Eckstine? They called him the new Sinatra. I'll let it up to you to judge, but Billy Eckstine, he was on television always in the Golden Age. The music of the stars.
And through time you appear. So hold me close, hold me close, hold me.
Taking stock of what I have and what I haven't. What do I find? The things I've got will keep me satisfied. Checking up on what I have and what I haven't. What do I find? A healthy balance on the credit side. No diamond, got no pearl. Still, I think I'm a lucky girl. I've got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. Got no mansion, got no yacht. Still, I'm happy with what I've got. I've got the sun in the morning and the moon. Sunshine gives me a lovely day. Moonlight gives me the Milky Way. Got no checkbooks, got no banks. Still, I'd like to express my thanks. I've got the sun in the morning and the moon. To express my thanks, I've got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. And with the sun in the morning, moon in the evening, I'm doing all right. Doing all right. Doing all right. I'm doing all right.
That's the Les Brown Band with Doris. Jerry Gray did a lot of arranging for Les Brown. You remember Jerry Gray's charts for Glenn Miller and his own band too.
Thank you.
next time. Before that, Margaret Whiting. Richard Whiting, her dad, wrote a lot of hits. I saw the movie on Julia Child. I saw it. This is done well. Meryl Streep. Margaret Whiting was featured in there. Or in music, anyway. And here it is. The music of the stars. Local news. Timeless hits. Tell a friend. High noon Central and all over the world at civicmedia.us. Here's a timeless hit. Nobody does it better than Margaret Whiting.
Time after time, I tell myself that I'm so lucky to be loving you. So lucky to be the one you run to see in the evening when the day.
Frank Duvall. Frank's music. Although you didn't think about it, at the time that Frank wrote, "I've written a letter to Daddy." Yeah, from "Whatever Happened to Baby Jane?" Later on, Frank Duvall became a comedian on television. Think about Frank Duvall too much. I was lucky to see him at Ravinia Park in Lake County, Illinois. I wanted to get to meet him, but security was too tight. Margaret Whiting did a lot of popular country music.
With a stream drifting by, and carved upon that tree I see, "I love you till I die." I shall always remember the love. I love you till I die. But further on down Lover's Lane, a silhouette I see. I know you're kissing someone else. I wish that it were me. By the tree, my thoughts always lie, and wherever you go, you'll always know I love you till I die. Tree in the meadow, my thoughts always lie, and wherever you go, you'll always know I love you till I die.
Frank Duvall, 1948, big hit for both. Now here's something totally inappropriate. "Top of the World, Ma." Music from White Heat. Jimmy Cagney. For Capitol Records. And then the hits dried up. Went over to Dot Records. Had one hit there. That was in 58 by 60. She went over to Verve. Good jazz label. And did one with Mel Torme of Chicago. Went back to Capitol looking for success. Then by 66, she had a couple of chart hits on London. Has nothing to do with anything, but check out White Heat with Jimmy. That guy was Cody Jarrett, one of the scariest guys ever to grace the screen, if grace is the word. Here's Mel and Margaret. 1960. Music of the Stars on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You'll hear again familiar talk again and walk again the streets you left behind. And you again and walk again the streets you left behind, and you everywhere, if no one's there to beg you not to roam, then you might as well be lost, a star away, for you're still far away from home.
Hear a voice, it's Angelina. I see a face, it's Angelina, it's Angelina, always on my mind, like an a safe place when it's stormy. I see Angelina, warm and kind, and waiting
is Angelina, and tell me why. It's Angelina, it's Angelina, everywhere I roam. Tell me too, why no one can compare. Can she be all that fair? Or I so far away from home?
You,
I hear a voice,
here
it's
again,
Angelina. I see a face,
talk
it's
again,
Angelina.
And walk
it's
again,
Angelina.
The streets
always
you left to beg you not to
roam. Tell me too, why no one can compare. Can she be all that fair?
Still far away
from home.
With Margaret. Margaret was born on the very same day as Loda Albright. Perfect love song, 1960 with Mel. And they had a hit on that. Margaret was still performing in concerts into the 90s. We lost her on January 10th of 2011 in Englewood, New Jersey. Were gospel music singers. Well, she was a model, moved to Hollywood, was a talented pianist, and she worked at a radio station, answered the phones in Akron, WAKR AM. Joined another station, WTAM in Cleveland. She had a little bit part in a 1947 Hollywood film, The Unfinished Dance, and then with Kirk Douglas 2 years later in Champion. did 22 or so movies. She was born on the 20th of July. By the way, that's my dad's birthday, too. Guy Jack Carson. They were married most of the 50s. Then she married the piano player on Peter Gunn, Bill Chadney.
He's got enough trouble drinking your booze.
Don't get around much anymore. Don't get around much anymore. Don't get around anymore.
Oh, looky here, how that clock rolled around. News, weather, latest updates. Farming, big thing here in Racine County. And we've got farmers covered with Pam Yonke and the Midwest Farm Report weekday morning. 5 till 6 a.m. along with reports throughout the day. Keep up to date and every day. Agricultural. Local news, timeless hits. Music of the Stars returns.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.